Yesu yebazi waburu gale.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Usiwe mtia mwenyera mkama afi Yesu.
Have you been in the name of our Master Jesus?
Bodisa kuriwa nao.
Greet for me your neighbor.
Umagali sebisingo oburu.
And wish them the better things.
Umungambile nkwagala okura mchibuga Yerusalemu.
Tell them I want to see you in the Jerusalem city.
Unakuromu sango katutudefenda.
On the day of judgment when we are seated together.
Ukusali na satani na abawe reserve.
To judge the devil and his servants.
Yagara tuwele muntebe fenda.
I want us to be on the seats together.
Mchibuga Yerusalemu echomu.
In the Jerusalem of heaven.
Yatuli bawangu zimuri njali ya Yesu.
And we are overcomers in the name of Jesus. Prepare your heart. And the Holy Spirit is already prepared. He wants to write the words of wisdom within your heart. Like he promised in 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, from verse 4 to 6.
But
the Holy Spirit is going to write his words in our minds. And he will use his pen as himself. He uses his finger to write his words within your heart. If you would have done your part, you can hold the pen and hold your Bible, hold your book, and you too will write within that book. He is going to bear your weakness. You cannot write within your mind,
but
he is going to write within your mind. He bears our weakness, but what we can do, it doesn't do that. To open the Bible, you can do that. You can write down on your book. The one who can't write, you too look within the Bible. Even the one who can't read, as long as you hear Matthew, open the book of Matthew, he's going to begin to teach you. You're going to learn how to study, and you will learn how to write. For he knows you cannot do that. He bears what we can never handle. Like he spoke in Romans 8, and he bears our weaknesses. Praise Jesus. Whatever you cannot, he is able to handle it. Praise Jesus.
We
are proceeding with the journey of heaven, but before we begin it,
to
reach where we last covered, and we saw principalities in the kingdom of the stars, we are going to begin with the word of wisdom in 10 minutes.
You're
going to be hearing words preparing you from the Father. Let's see how he speaks.
Job
21, he tells you these words. They are words of wisdom.
They
are words to be thought and meditated upon. They prepare you to understand much which concerns God and what concerns you yourself, together with all our brethren in the heavens and on earth. Let's begin from verse
1. Nayogera nti, muwulire nno okwogera kwange. Era bino bibeere byakubasanyusa. Era bino bibeere byakubasanyusa. Munzikirize nange nayogera. Kale nga mmaze okwogera, mweyongere okuduula.
Praise Jesus. The Holy Spirit is saying
nti bw'amaliriza okwogera,
but after he speaks,
abadde aduula.
The one who has been claiming, I don't want to know God. The one who has come to test. Let us see how you will do it again. Praise Jesus. For he has said, after these words, full of wisdom and understanding, perhaps you have been mocking God. You have been trying to scorn salvation, that perhaps he will do it again. There's someone who's been saying they don't want to know God. They want to just take it. They want power. But he has said that after we wind up the word of wisdom, he wants to see any other person who will mock again.
Job 21 verse 4. Nze neemulugunya eri abantu
He has begun to ask. You expect God complains to us? For there's someone who says, Lord, I understand, but you have not given me this and that yet. You think this word of wisdom, God has passed through it to complain to us. Let us see.
Job 21
verse
4. Muziseko omoyo mwewunye.
That when
we shall look unto him, the voice of the Father
Yob
was passing through Job. And he said, if you had laid our hearts towards God, and we stopped worshipping him on our lips, and in our many words,
alone,
but when the hearts are far, we wouldn't have wondered so much about him. For you speak somewhere, and he says we worship him on the words, even on our lips, but the hearts are very far from him. But he says,
if
we had laid our hearts towards him, we would have wondered so much his ways. We wouldn't have even struggled like we are now. We suffer many times. We fast many times. And we pray many times. But how many does he answer? But he says, if we lay our hearts towards him, we would have wondered how he does things. You
get to
wonder. And you say, I didn't pray for this job. I never gave any sacrifice to be given to this one. I never prayed, my friends. It wasn't in power. But it happened on me. And I got it. He says, if we lay our hearts towards him, we can wonder many things how he does in our lives. We can wonder till we leave this world. And we wonder the works of his hands.
Job 21
verse
5.
Let us stop speaking and we see what it's going to speak.
Bwe njijukira obujjukizi neraliikirira okwesisiwala ne kunkwata omubiri gwange. Ababi babere nachi abalamu.
The Holy Spirit came and asked the question. You've been looking at too many things, people. And you say, why are they rich? Me too, I want to be like them. But they have nothing like joy.
Yes, we was.
Praise Jesus.
When
the Spirit comes to speak after the Father spoke the words, he says he wonders on our behalf. The question which comes from our hearts, why do the wicked live? Verse
7. Linywera jebali bo ngabalaba. Nenda yawe mumaso gawe. Enyumba zawe ziba mirembe awatali kutia.
Nti babera nebimara
bereweri. Enough things food available. They have cars around. And the born again says, Lord, but did I get saved real? Maybe God, you're joking. I never got saved well. How can the evil have everything? You even reach and get a spirit telling you, go and try to capture their properties. And you pass the city, you touch someone's car. Lord, take it from the evil and give it to us. All those we ask them. But he told you one thing. If when we got saved, and we kept laid our hearts towards him to understand him, we would have wondered so much the works he would have done in our midst. But the problem is one. When we got saved, we never laid our hearts towards him. Yet he's the one who called us. He's the one knowing whatever we want. And he knows the problems we have. But the thing is one, when we reached the church, we never laid our hearts towards him. and the things of the people of the world drew our hearts so much, and we rather began to pray for them also. And you pass someone's land and you take some soil from there. Lord, I have gathered and taken it, it's mine. And you began to act like a wizard. Leave the evil to be evil and leave them with their possessions. But you lay your hearts towards God, you're going to wander. Praise Jesus. The problem is when we got saved, never laid our hearts towards him. But we put it in America
and
put it in England and you put it in a visa and your heart you put it in a car, and he says stand it today and give it to him, and you lay your heart so much towards him and you wonder what he's going to do next.
Atuli mu Yobu sura ya 2 mwemu olinyirwa mwenda.
Job 21 verse 9.
Nyumba zaabwe ziba mirembe awatali kutya. Gwa Katonda teguba baako.
Nti Katonda takuba nomu.
God never beats any one of them.
Nebasamira.
And they worship devils.
Neba roga neba fana
sente. And they bewitch and they get money. And you say, Lord, you can't even beat these people even one rod. But any small sin I do, you beat me. And you beat. But he told you, he rebukes the one he loves.
And
it's required of us to be rebuked. The evil can do any kind of evil. Let me tell you, you may see someone committing adultery and God never beats them. But you, if you just look even, he comes and rebukes you for us. Others do them so much. But you never beat them at all. But me, I just admired a little. What comes from admiration, what will be? It will be action. That action you've admired. For the devil too,
he
first desired the throne of God. And he began to sin. And he was seeking the way he will sit within it. In these words, there is a word of wisdom, which is most important. That if we lay our hearts towards God, we would have wondered. All our entire lives, every day would have been wondering, Lord, even this you have done it, even this you do them,
you do
when I'm not given a
sacrifice,
and you give me free,
like
you spoke I freely give us. For God spoke in Matthew 10, 7-8, that freely give them. Don't pay, make them pay.
We
would have wanted everything freely given us.
Who
freely gives you one? Why is giving you something precious without payment? Perhaps you need a land, a land piece. And he sent someone for
nation.
Go beat me the other person and give them this thing. Don't you think he's able? For when he went in Cornelius' house, go meet Peter.
Is
he can even direct a person reaches without thinking of it. But when we laid our hearts on other things to seek them, and we have left him, and he said, now seek for yourselves.
It's,
you do know where you'll find them. Give your sacrifices until you get tired. He says, if you have laid our hearts to him,
you
would have wondered what he does.
And
if we never looked at people in the world and what they possess and what they do, we would have been better than them. For the church of the Acts, it was better than all of them. When they got saved, they never looked at people in the world and they never admired their things. But Lord, when he saved them from the world and they brought things of the world into the church, and the church profited without taking it with power. You know, we have a scripture. We twist it so much. The kingdom of God, it suffers violence from the days of John the Baptist. But they would lay hold of it. They take it by violence. Now this car, I take it by power. This house, take it by power.
This is
upon the kingdom of God or not? This is not what we take by power. Those are freely given us.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Na ye.
But
obwakabaka bwakatonda
n'obutuufu. The kingdom of God and righteousness. It is the Holy Spirit.
When
we take him by power, whether developing or not, we have to have the Holy Spirit. For without him, he's not the Son of God.
He spoke
in Matthew 12:28, and he
says,
I cast demons by the Spirit of the Lord. The kingdom of God has come. The Holy Spirit himself, he is the kingdom of God. The Bible speaks of him. The Pharisees ask him, and they tell him, together with the teachers, that when will the kingdom come?
We
told them it is within your midst. But who could there take it? For it was within them, and up to now it's here. But who takes it? Who can press on to enter within it? Except the one who is born again.
It's
the one whose eyes are opened, and they see it, and they enter within it. And he spoke in John 3, that when you get born again, you can see the kingdom, and you enter it. It means it's around, but seeing it, it is what is hard. Praise Jesus. Let's move on a bit brief.
Atule mu Yobu esula sifayabili mwemu nauli njiriri wakumi.
Job 21:10.
Ente ya wenume ezara neta didira.
No governor.
That is the Lord.
Oh, your morogo.
That wizard.
Ente is necessary.
His cows are growing big and increasing.
Mine
is rather getting small and malnourishing. Every more you complain and you lay your heart towards the things, you find yourself that your things are finishing more, yet you are born again. The shop is reducing more. The salary is being cut more. They raise the salary of a wizard. Even the green calf, it grows quick. Mine rather malnourished. Perhaps they bewitch me, this wizard. And they are born again, accept that they are bewitched. You refuse to lay your hands on God. They are on things, looking at them. They are on children.
He's
raised with them with every kind of funny manners. They have forgotten that God too is a parent. As he doesn't want funny character within you, even the child you're raising is like that. You want to think that you love your child more than God? The spirit came from you. Is it yours? We have many things. We've laid our hearts
full.
Now he prays our heart to get back again, and we wonder what is going to do. Perhaps we're a person, but every job you try is failed, but it comes from the children.
And
you raised every funny character in your children.
When you'll
get money, they'll be wilder. Think of it.
For
it's a word to some people. They are not to be pointed on with hands. If it was possible, I would have pointed them in hands.
Job 21:10. Ente yaabwe enkazi ezaala n'etesobola mwana gwayo.
My
car is encouraged when 1 month was remaining. I was reaching a business deal.
But
the evil took it away from me.
Me,
a born again, what happened to me?
He says,
bring your heart back to him. You lay your heart to him and see what he's going to do.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But you, every time a deal is going to be struck, Lord, even mine, the wizard has rather been successful in this deal. But it's upon what? All your mind was taken in jobs. Working is good. But who gives the jobs? Or to us children of God, we are not given things from a human being.
And
we
are
not given a thing from them. We get everything from the Lord. And God sends the Spirit. And he gets from us and he gives us. As
it's
in John 16. Verse 5 to down.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now, friend, deals pass by you when you are just seeing. Because if he then puts it in your hands, if you've been stubborn before having given enough, if he there gives you, let me tell you one secret. God tested us and he gave us in the situations we have been through the churches in the world, but we rather left him more. Now in this generation, as you have been having 7 children and all the 6 get spoiled and you remain with only 1 child, how can you dare watch over that child? Now we remained. We were still seeking him. But he has to. He doesn't want to even let loose of you a minute. But if you want peace from him, you lay your heart towards him. You love him, show you love him. But the heart is still taken far of things. When you bring back your heart towards him, he's going to take care of you and you never admire the children who got spoiled. What is remained in the house is prepared it and kept it for you. For he's not going to give all the others. He wants to give the child his proofs. I'm not going to fast anymore. It must be a fasting which is for a reason. But we are going to be seeing being given. We are not going to praise things so much. But yet we are going to see being given. He has reserved waiting for who lay their hearts to him. They will want to know and understand. They will give them and they will wonder.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When the church of the Acts was coming,
they
were the Pharisees and the teachers. He had stopped giving them. And they had planned the way they would survive and get. And they had strengthened their bags of earning. And the tickets have increased on the pulpits. And they even wanted to be given honorable positions. And they wanted to change someone, make them a child of hell. And they began to capture people's houses. And they, God says, so it. He had stopped killing them. And he brought business to the temple. And they are trying to invent ways of surviving. But what's amazing, when the Acts began, the Lord gave them. When they have not put many baskets, and the baskets are not increased, and they prayed so much that give us, and they never made business in churches. But the Lord gave them. Bible says, Acts chapter
1,
and they were given, and none of them
laughed.
He had kept them quiet. And what will arise to love me, and me in much love I will give them. But if you see how church is, they went back to be Pharisees. They have sat in the seat of Moses. And we don't do what they do. Just like you see, baskets are many these days. But all of them are taken, and you don't know where they have gone. They enlarged their baskets and bags, and they made tongs look nice on the top. On the top, they can put on an image of being good, yet their hearts are full of hypocrisy. Those are the seals we are in. That is the word of wisdom. Let's proceed on here. Job 21, verse 11.
Basindika abaana baabwe abato ng'ekisibo.
Bazaala nnyo ne
baala.
Wabaawo agamba Mukama nze omulokole
sizaala.
Azadde n'agaana naye muno obwana ngenda
buwaaki.
N'abaana baabwe bazina.
Mulokole n'agamba nze
banna. And the Lord says, Lord,
kiki kino kye tuliko?
What is this we are on?
Tuwe buli kiseera tuzitoweereddwa.
Every time we are heavy laden.
Tuwulira emigugu.
We feel burdened.
Kyokka Mukama atuyita ffe abakooye.
Lord, you call us who are tired of.
Naye nze nakoowa kuwa.
But me, I got so tired.
Naye ng'akabonero akalaga nti wakoowa
tukalira. But it's time to prove that you're tired. Where is it?
Waliwo muntu kosinga na yenga akoyo
person you find at the tired of a body
akutte norube
and they are
subdued.
They want to but they are
sick.
But you find someone
ngukoye na yenga atambula na
mulunja and they are tired of a body but they are moving with it carrying it. You try to straighten how to touch them. Why are you taking my luggage? But when they claim they're tired of it, that is how the church is. Even the songs they sing.
I've
brought the burden but still leave the adultery within me. And the blasphemy is there.
Job 21
verse 12.
Bayimbira kubitaasa nenanga ne basanyukira eddoboozi ly'omulere. Bamala ennaku zaabwe nga balabye omukisa. Mukiseera ne bakka mu magombe.
Kakati oluvannyuma lwa byonna bagenda wa.
After it all, where are they going?
Mugeyena.
In hell. You may see that they have buried someone down there. But friend, when it is in hell, they have eaten and drunk. They have driven all cars. This is not what shows that we have God. We have them to use them for life and for serving God.
But
we are not going to take them where we are going. Even the rich with them in the body, after they refuse to know God, even in hell, they don't go with the car there. On the many he has bought,
and
he would have driven one to go with it in hell. It's impossible. Let's lay our hearts unto God. And we know we understand him. And we search him out. And he himself, he is ready to come to us. And he says we shall wonder. All our lives is moving through wondering
onto
the great things God does.
We will
not put our strength
in it. It
is to fulfill Zachariah 4.
It's
not by power, not by might. It's going to be by the Spirit of the Lord. You put much strength within
things.
There are times you pray and you
switch
and you pray. I take it today. But it's not by might. It's not by power. But by the Spirit of the Lord. He takes from what is the Father's and he gives us. Let us lay our hearts towards God.
Job
21 verse
14.
They are in the world. And they tell God, leave us alone. God, are you the one who feeds us? Let me tell you. Many times. That's why many pastors abuse people on the pulpits.
There's
a time he sees never. He can never come back.
He got
all the money from his account.
After
he begins to brag where the ones he gathered money from. The religious people you see out there, money on the account, they have much. And they reach a time and they tell God, leave me alone.
I am going
to speak what I want, not what you want. And people are in the world like that. And they tell God, leave us alone. Are you the one who feeds and drink, make us eat? I worked with my hands.
Even
the oxygen, the breathing of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
all that, it happens. They put accounts for them every day. And you pledge money. And you gather as he puts on his account. After that,
a
few times he begins to speak and tell you how you're poor. When you begin to pledge, and you pledge little money, perhaps when will God deliver you? That's the situation. People don't want to know God. And they tell God to leave them alone.
Job 21
verse 14. Era
ne bagamba Katonda nti tuveeko. Kubanga tetwegomba kumanya makubo go.
We don't want to know you, Lord.
We came
to take it and claim it.
And
go where people have fellowship and gather. For God, I hear. And you reach there,
you
say you want to know God. We are going to study God today. And they feel much sorrow about that. And
they
say, we don't even want to know that. What is knowing God?
Take
this as a power moving.
And you will
see the yeast of the Pharisees. And you see born again seem to be many. But God tell them we are going to know God. And you begin to teach. You begin to see they are sleeping. Most of them don't come anymore. You think they love God. And you even think many have gotten saved.
But
not many have gotten saved.
For
they don't want to know the ways of the Lord. They first tell you, leave us alone. For we want miracles. The rest we don't want to know. The man preaches and preaches and says, we want one thing from the Lord. If you don't want miracles from the Lord, get from here and go. We from God we want only one thing, miracles. He's a pastor speaking that. And he has a big, big group of people. Even the minister here is called Miracle. And he tells you, doesn't want miracles from God. I don't know what you came for here. Now, the one like that, and the person who looks like that, all these words come to you at you.
Job 21, verse
15.
Job 21, verse
15.
They even ask, who is God? You say we know God.
You
understand, you didn't know God. And they tell people,
full knowledge of God.
Full knowledge of God.
Do
they know God?
Do
you know the whole of him and get full knowledge? That is deceiving you. But they have an authority. Who is the Almighty? But every day they ask from him. But knowing him, they are not on it. And they sing songs even.
That
the things of God are confusing. How comes the car gives you never confuses you?
Now
when he gives it to you,
and
you drive it, you has been going to Masaka, you rather head to Busoga in the east.
The
things of knowing him are what confuses. How comes the house he gives you never confuses you? How comes you never branch off to others' house and you sleep there?
Job 21, verse 15.
People
will reach and they say, you have to pray yourself. We dust as we prayed long time. We have prayed long time.
Beside
people in the world, they come even to the church. These heads reach a time and they don't pray anymore. And when you fast, he's on pork eating. You are the one who suffers on his behalf. All this God sees it. And they reach a time and they ask, what shall we make? Me, I use wisdom.
I go
to America. Let them
sow.
I get 100 million. What do I need from God? Tomorrow I'm going to call any more. And what he does, he knows it. Now you pray in the church. Prayer this morning and groaning to God. Yet he knows it. And you see him not praying. When he comes, raise the hand like this. I know where I got the power from where. You are the one who pray more, but you cannot throw yourselves down. But he just raises the hand and you're falling. But ask yourself how many hours does he pray?
He
may come and pray from 10 to midday and he comes in 2 minutes. He knows where he has gotten his powers. And he tells you, you leave his God to him.
Now,
all this happens when God sees. And they reach a time and they pray with him. You are the one supposed to pray these days.
Job 21 verse 16. Laba, omkisa gwawe, teguli mu mukono gwawe. Okutesa kwa babi, kundi wala.
They reason their own things, they don't involve God. They sit in offices and say, we are going to gather money. You know that with the husband and the wife, pastor and the wife, they are the ones on their signposts of their churches. Let's make this water holy.
The one who takes
a box of water, we prayed for it, it's blessed and holy. It's for 30,000. It's at 100. It's for 1 million. That is how it begins. Others, they bring where they put their names on. They put postures and put around them. And they take off the Renzori
blend
and they put the pastor's photo and bless it. Every one bottle is of 100,000 shillings. They are
Home
men and they let the things of God.
Job
21:17.
Etabaza y'ababi ezikizibwa emirundi emeka. N'obuyinike bwawe bubatuukako emirundi emeka. Katonda agaba ennaku mu busungu bwe emirundi emeka.
Ebyo byonna bibuuzo.
Bwamala
okunyiga ayinza kufuna kuwaza emirundi
emeka.
Agugaba magombe.
That is hell.
Bwakugyayo n'akwongera omulundi
omulala. Lake of fire.
Olinyo 18. Baba ng'ebisasiro ebitwalibwa ng'empewo, ebitwalibwa n'empewo, era ng'ebisusunku embuyaga bye zitwala emirundi emeka. Mwogera nti Katonda aterekera abaana be obutali butuukirivu bwe. Abasasule ye yennyini abamumanye. Abasasule ye yennyini bamumanye. Amaaso ge galabe okuzikirira kwe ye. Era anywe ku busungu bw'omuyinza w'ebintu byonna. Kubanga asanyukira atya ennyumba ye emuddirira. Omuwendo gw'emyezi kye nga gutuuse wakati. Waliwo anayigirizanga Katonda okumanya. Waliwo anayigirizanga Katonda okumanya. Kubanga asalira abo omusango abagulumizibwa.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So what do we find now?
Now that things like that
is
a word of wisdom. Let's lay our hearts unto God. We're going to wonder what is going to do next.
In
the name of our Master Jesus. May God bless you with the word of wisdom.
We're going to
begin the journey of heaven. And by name and voice,
and
Pastor Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa.
We
love you so much in the name of Jesus. And the reason of ministering to you, as we see the Lord within you, that's whom we delight in serving Him. And in sanctifying the gathering, that we are worthy to gather in the Jerusalem where the Lord Jesus gathers from.
We
don't have a thought of scattering the Spirit of the Lord at all. To scatter them in hell and the lake of fire. But we want to gather all in the great gathering, Jerusalem of heaven. God bless you as we move on. Praise Jesus. We see the journey of heaven. Move through the Bible for 7 years. 7 years
was
revealing the 7 eyes of God and the 7 spirits of God, which work the Holy Spirit in the four. The word biblical journey, or the journey moved through the Bible,
it
means that nothing speaking beyond scriptures. There is no suppression for them. There is no adding within them. There is no distorting and twisting them. But all that you see in the journey of heaven, it is the entire Bible itself, is what is explained to us. God moved me to see the life of the Bible. The life of the Bible. And we too, when we get its words, we get the life. That's what the Bible says. In John chapter 6, verse 63, that the words I sound to you, they are spirit and they are life. Praise Jesus. But as I speak, in the John of heaven, we see principalities in the kingdom of the stars.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The kingdom of the stars, where their main base is.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
are singing Obadiah chapter 1, from verse 1 unto 3.
We
saw the best of the principalities, the devils, in the kingdom of the stars. Ephesians 2, that the spirit of the power of the air, praise Jesus, the evil powers of darkness. We saw their camps in the kingdom of the stars and the different planets. The way they have built cities there, the way they have begun to deceive man, that can get there and access the next life.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
The
second main base on earth, under the ocean.
Atlantic Ocean.
That's where their second base is on planet Earth. According to Ezekiel 27, where there is their mast under the ocean.
Atlantic Ocean.
This is where the base of, on earth is,
because
of that mist which stretches out of
it,
and it captures all the fleets passing there, and it captures the ships, everything passing that zone. When time that mist comes out, when
you
read Ezekiel 27, verse 4, it shows that mist.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
is what separates from all other water bodies, where their main base is on earth, under the ocean. And here, all the water bodies, they are all over them. Wherever there is a water body on earth, according to Ezekiel 29, most of the water bodies, they took them, they are theirs. And they say and they claim they are theirs. But the Lord too chooses them. How can they claim the water bodies are theirs? He's ready to drag them out, imprison them in the bottomless pit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
saw that all over, all mountains, they are there. And earth is full of demons.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
we saw in Ezekiel 18, we saw them in different mountains. And we saw in Job the way they are in the rocks in the mountains, and they walk through the entire night, and they come in the morning that they raise fires for them in the shrines and in different places. Praise Jesus. We saw them, and they are truly all people who are not born again.
According
to Revelation 17,
it says that Jezebel is
seated on the many waters.
Verse 15
says that the many waters, the clans, the adulteress is seated. They are the clans, nations, and languages.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
we saw many things. We discovered it, that the demons, all the demons of the clans, they are these fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to what we saw, in 1 Kings chapter 22, from verse 14 to down, he said he saw an evil spirit coming from the Lord. But from to God, that's not where demons are.
We
discovered these were fallen angels. When that fallen angel came before the Lord, he told him, I'm going to become a lying spirit in the mouth of the prophets.
If
they had come in the prophets this time, spirits which come upon human heads and they speak in tongues like your forefathers
tonight.
We saw many things. When an evil gets from hell, they can never get out of there. They never come back to come on human heads.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But
netukizuula nti baali bamalayika bano
era be baliwo kankana bagenda mu maaso okukola bino byonatwakizuula nti sitaani bamugoba mugulubamalayika be
Satan yasibibwa.
The devil was imprisoned. Revelations
20.
Most of the angels were imprisoned. According to Jude 1:6.
In
2 Peter, chapter
2,
verse
4,
most of the fallen angels are imprisoned in the chains of the bottomless pit, under in darkness, until the day of judgment. But we saw what came from the journey of heaven. Revelation 14, verse 1 to 6. It shows when the devil is going to be captured and imprisoned. His authority and his throne and his power, he handed it over to the beasts.
Jezebel.
According to Revelation 17, she's the one seated on this beast, holding a cup full of all the abominations, which is called the agenda of the devil or the book of the devil. It is usually called the magic book. Praise Jesus. We saw all of those things, and we saw that the angels who remained, they were never imprisoned, who are called demons. And right now, they are the ones we are casting every day. And we know we are casting demons of the dead. Yet we discovered it, that these were fallen angels. After all of that, they remained in the space and the firmament of the world. And they are using the kingdom of the stars. They use the seas and oceans in all different human bodies when they are led by Jezebel. Praise Jesus.
But
after we've discovered all of this,
we
knew that angel Abaddon of the chains, working in the bottomless pit, is the one who captured and imprisoned the armies of those angels who were cast from heaven, most of them. But they who remained, they were put on the authority of the church to cause them to be bound. And the Lord spoke when he
passed
in Matthew 18:18, that whatever you bind on earth, which in heaven it will be bound. Praise Jesus. And we knew what we lose on earth, even in heaven it will be lost. This way we discovered the prisons of the devil. Praise Jesus. Where he imprisoned people in this world, and they could never make it go back home, our home in heaven. Praise Jesus. And that we saw it in the week. Praise Jesus.
We're
in Ecclesiastes 9:14. And we saw the prisons of the devil, and they are very big. When he moved to this world, and he built prisons over it, religions, different beliefs, different clubs, different pleasures, which we study in this world, and the person never gets time to know God, and the way they will go back home in heaven. And when we are in Isaiah 14:17, he never lets his captive go back home. But we discovered it. Philippians 3:20, that our home is in heaven. Now we never set straight to be able to go back home. And we saw in Jeremiah 22:10, don't cry for the one who dies and the one who goes, but cry for one thing: he will never go back to their own country. What the devil does on earth, they are all prisons. Not to leave a space for you to know heaven and the way you will go back there. Everything you are within, you cannot know heaven and how you go back there. They are prisons of the devil. Even if you think you're fellowshipping in the church, you cannot know how you go back to heaven. You are still in the prison of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Our
Master Jesus appeared
When he speaks
in Isaiah 61,
you
see the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
He's
anointed me
to
tell us how we shall escape from the prisons.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are bound in different things.
And
we see our Master Jesus appearing and we may set free.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He began
to tell us our Father is in heaven.
He began
to explain us how we shall go back. And we will remain as ambassadors.
Like
2 Corinthians 5, 16-17. We are right here to cause people reconciled with God that they may go back in heaven to get back home.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
All
of this we've seen it through the week as we see the of heaven.
We
reach to see principalities
who
hinder us to go back to heaven, whom we are fighting with.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
But the authority which we saw, which was given us to set free they who have been bound, and to bind they who have been binding them, the devil and his servants. And Jezebel is leading this mission and the fallen angels. We have to cause them to be bound that we may lose God's people.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We understood much.
And
we are not going to send any demon in the desert, not even on the water bodies, but in the bottomless pit, in the prison of God, hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For he said, Matthew
12,
from verse 25 on to 29,
and not
enter a strong man's house, and you destroy his works,
except
you first captured him,
the one
who has been working those works, and you bind him. After binding him, you can destroy his works. We discovered it.
Why
church has not been delivered. Every time you chase a demon, another comes.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Understood
we have sent them in the desert and reached and came back.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
also knew that when it's coming back, it comes back with 70 of its colleagues. One person alone, we discovered on earth that after he gets born again,
he's
given authority to cause 70 initial demons to be born who are born his life, these fallen angels. After that, to cause others who are going to save to be born. Praise Jesus. And then we understand as well, all that we saw it, you who wasn't here in the time. But we shall request you, God, to give you ability that you may appear here and you may not miss words like that. Praise Jesus. We knew how you can cause this to be bound and the authority given you. And we were joined on the angels whom we send in the spiritual realm. Praise Jesus. We got to understand. We wrestle against with flesh and blood, but with principalities, evil spirits,
as
in Ephesians 6:10-13. After we knew this, we wrestle with flesh and blood, and we knew they are our weapons. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, from verse 3 to 7.
And
it shows they are our weapons and they are mighty to destroy strongholds. And we discovered it in Revelation 15. They are angels holding the
weapons,
the weapons of us who are going to be working with us in this mission. Praise Jesus. All this the Lord showed it to me when we are studying principalities and their different places and their works and the way we are going to destroy their works.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Angels are saying one thing: let's hold on the word of God. They are going to become workers with us, according to Revelation 22 from verse 7 on to 8. Gabriel said, they are workers together with us who hold the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Even
Psalms 103,
Verse 19 to 22.
Angels fulfill God's word.
After
that,
we
can understand it.
That
the angels
are
still sent to serve. They were going to inherit salvation.
They
are ready to serve us.
You
can tell him, go here. You get from there, go here. Capture this prisoner for me. Get this and lose him. That is Hebrews.
Hebrews
1:14 to 14. They are ministering spirits until they are going to inherit salvation. Now, because principalities we are fighting with, they were angels and they fell. We are to send fellow angels to them. They were able to cast them from heaven. Praise Jesus. Now, because of that, that's how we shall move them.
War.
And we are shown that they were going to terrify them in different places we've studied. We saw in Zechariah 1:18 to 19, we saw the craftsmen, the angels in their groups, in the four first groups. Praise Jesus. And they are there to terrify. The word terrifying,
it involves
haunting a spirit wherever it is hidden. Praise Jesus. Let's read right there and we move on. We want to briefly pass through them to continue to understand of this who terrify the evil spirits. Zechariah 1:18.
Nenyimusa amaaso gange n'entunula era laba amayembe ana. Ne ngamba malayika eyali ayogera nange nti agomaki. Nanziramu nti gano ge mayembe agasaasaanya Yuda ne Isirayiri ne Yerusaalemi. Mukama n'anjolesa abaweesi bana. Ne njogera nti abo bajja kukola ki. Nayogera nti gano ge mayembe agasaasaanya Yuda omuntu n'okuyinza. Omuntu n'okuyimusa n'atayimusa mutwe gwe. Naye bano bazze okugasaggula.
Praise Jesus.
Nti bano bamalayika abalala bana.
These other four angels
abayitiddwa abaweesi,
who have been called craftsmen,
balabika kusaggula mioyo egyo emibi.
Appear to terrify the evil spirits.
Ekigambo kusaggula,
the word terrifying,
kirimu n'okunoonya ekintu yonna gye kyekwese.
Hunting down wherever they have hidden themselves. For whether on the human head, whether they were dedicated in a goat, be seeing a goat in your village, that they put their forefathers in it, yet they terrify also into the gods. Like you see something hiding itself, or it's gotten lost, whether it's gotten lost in the world, you haunt it the entire bush and you burn it after you got it.
Now,
the word terrifying, they are going to hunt down these evil spirits wherever they are, whether on the mountains, whether in the valleys, whether in the stars, whether under the sea. And in your prayer, what has been causing us to know where the presence are?
That's
in your prayer you can direct the angels. For angels are ministering spirits, you can show them, go here, do this. Praise Jesus. That's why we get to know this place and to see the four craftsmen. They are terrifiers. The angels who can hunt down where a demon is. And we here, we don't fight with flesh and blood. We don't hear that we fight with demon. Get it! It's jumping. No. The demon, the angel Abaddon, capture them. There is nothing like troubling us here. For they who terrify are there. The angels responsible for that mission.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we discovered them in
Zechariah 6.
And we saw them, those angels. We saw Angel Michael on the white horse and his group. And these are angels of the sword, to cut down the chains of the devils and to hunt them in the pace.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And in every place we saw Angel Abaddon. They walk with the angel of death on the yellow horses. If he's abandoned, the head is of a lion, on the horse he sits on. These ones are of the chains to bind those demons in the bottomless pit, all those fallen angels. We saw the angel fire. They walk on the fiery red horse. And they are there to burn down the powers of darkness and all works of unrighteousness. And when you're praying, when Michael cuts their chains which bound God's people, you put Abaddon to imprison them. We lose as we are binding. Maybe understand me well here. After you put the edge of fire to destroy all their powers who could remain in the people, can remain with dark powers, and they make them sick, and there's magic within them. Magic like that. Now this one is there to blow fire over them and destroy them. We shall see these angels more when we are in the Jerusalem of heaven, where they best to come and serve us here. Praise Jesus. Now because of that, we went to see the angel of counsel. This one is a map reader in the wall. They walk on the black horses. They calculate wars and to provide for the church, not to have any doubt as we fight these wars. The angels of the scales, you'll add on Revelation 6, it will continue to show you these angels. Revelation 6 from verse 1 on to 9, you will be seeing them. Praise Jesus. But these angels, they are there that they come to help us to fight these ones, the fallen angels who had made themselves demons of the clans, principalities. Praise Jesus. They have troubled this world. And when you hear in Zechariah 1 verse 18 that these are the horns which scatter, which scatter the church, which scatter Judah. Don't think that the horns of the goat. We will explain what it means sometime back. Praise Jesus. We are explained that the word horn, it means the spirit.
According
Revelation 5 verse 6, if there are seven horns, there are the seven eyes of God, and there are the seven spirits of the Lord. When they come here and they speak of horns which scatter, these are fallen angels, because angels are made spirit serving us. According to Hebrews 1:7 unto 8,
now,
if they are fallen, they are evil spirits. Praise Jesus.
Now
when we hear these four horns which scatter Israel and Judah, they scatter the entire world. Horns of the devil together in total, the major ones,
the
first major fallen angels who joined the devil. Praise Jesus.
According
to Revelation 17, the beast shows that there are 10 horns. They are the first 10 fallen angels, the major ones. And Jezebel, seated on the beast, he was the first among all of them. Would have been the 11th horn. Praise Jesus.
Oh,
the 11 first fallen angels who first fell. But Jezebel was the first among all of them. Praise Jesus so much. But these four, whom we saw in Zechariah, they will come, we get them from the 10. I don't know, understand me well. Now these four, we saw what they are responsible of. The first one, to distort the spiritual things or the church affairs, to create different religions, to scatter God's people in different religions and different beliefs, and the wizard and the magic and the sorceries, to print different books which are like the Bible, That one is cutting people in different religions. Even in different beliefs. But what they are on is not of gathering people in heaven. Praise Jesus. The second one, whom we try to see, he's in the political field.
They
create different political parties. Everyone begins to fight each other. And you waste your time in that field. Even killing, you kill. Even hating, you hate each other. Because of politics. The other, we saw him in the social field, relations. And he creates different clans. Everyone gets from a different clan. Everyone, they begin to love themselves in their own clan. And they hate other clans. Yet there is only one holy clan of heaven. Now these you see that they're clans.
He
is the angel who instituted them, the fourth angel among the ten angels who first joined on the devil. He works on clans. He creates clans. You are within them and you never think that your home is in heaven. You say one thing, I came from this place. The chief of the clan is this. You don't remember your father in heaven. But we understood.
They
capture you when you're still in your mother's womb or on the breasts of your mother. And they make you forget where you came from. You came from heaven, but you never speak of it again. All this we saw is praise Jesus. And we saw the one involved in the financial field. The one who bewitched money. When you touch it like this, whatever it speaks of you is different. He's in financial field. He's the one who campaigned to bewitch and to spell on money. And when you touch money like this, it can tell you all words it wants. All the greed, the jealousy, wanting to rule over others. To think that when you have money, you have God. He's the one who did that. He put that campaign. It's not one, there are very many, but he's at the head, leading it. The other six, they work on the healthy sector. Six of them are on the healthy sector. You may be a doctor, but they captured you already. You abandoned a patient and he dies. You are requesting for $1 million. You don't want to treat someone for over 30,000 shillings on
it.
And you see a woman to give birth, and you tell them you're not going to be able to give birth normal. We're going to operate you. Yet the blood is for the fallen angels, they're gathering it. These six are on gathering blood. For they need the blood. The devil needs the blood so much. In your blood there is a little. They are in the human beings. They sit in human beings. To suck blood out of them. And in the hospitals, they are the ones who lead the designs of the children, of the women from that the design will join them in their waists. And you reach to give birth and you cannot give birth normally. The bones are narrow. That they can operate you and they get blood. Now all your children, you give them panties and they tighten them like this. They tighten their bones and they grow tight on each other. When they reach to give birth, they cannot give birth normally. They have to operate them. Cut women in hospitals that they're going to give birth. It is a normal thing all over.
Even
one who says, I don't want to feel pain. Let them make me. Let them operate me. And
they're
about 7 days.
There
are six specific in health. They create different companies. Human Rights Commission that they are fighting for, but they are fighting even for Moshe equality. And you think it's only life of people, peace. These are called the Illuminati. They don't appear in people. They have often outlived many years. They are in all the systems. The fallen angels. That's why one man, when he was explaining his
saying,
they don't appear people, but they are all over. And he told people,
everybody say,
buli omu agambe,
I am Illuminati.
Ndi Illuminati.
Ask yourself, what are
Illuminati? Illuminati are fallen angels. They are seeking for people.
All sectors
had their five sectors. They entered church, spiritual, and they entered political field. They can play the game of politics and they kill people when they are looking for blood. They are in the social sector, social relations, people's clans. In the financial field and in the health sector. You hear companies and they are
very forever.
That forever living. That is the medicine. But is there medicine we can make you live forever? But they have sent their workers. You preach the gospel. You never get sanity again. They pass through everything. All these are prisons of the devil you've had.
And
when we study principalities, we study their schemes on Tuesday and on Wednesday. That's when you know what we speak about. Today perhaps you don't understand it proper. But the entire world
is
captured by the devil in that way. Church was captured. We cannot give light to people anymore. There's something in you. That's what we are in. That is why they fast to get the word out of the church, that they may govern and rule over it proper. Now, pastor, instead of praying for you to get healed, money, finances,
there
are two things like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
I'm trying to make you know. Those 10 horns you see, you have known the four.
They're
the ones holding the system, confusing people. The spiritual, the political field, the social relations, the
clans,
nations and languages, and they get from there, and they enter the finances. And you see problems. Now the six
worries,
they are specifically on healthy sector. And to bring those commissions of the homosexuality, they claim that's human rights to be homosexuals. There's the one who brought out the agenda of abortion and it was accepted in nations. Even one man came out and said, that is not a sin.
Baba.
The Pope. You think that people want to understand, but they are serving the devil, the ones you see. You see him speaking a word, yet he was emphasizing when they were in the gathering under down there. Where they choose and they pick them from, they choose from under the sea. And they shouldn't lie to you that the Pope, they enter there to pick choose it from there.
There
is a channel through Vatican to the sea, Atlantic Ocean. They don't accept cameras there. You don't go with a phone there. You don't record what happens there. They go down there. The one who does more immoral things is the one they choose. They brought that thing and showed it in the world, but you never saw it.
Big brother.
The big brother.
Brother,
the brother is from the
who is
Catholic.
The big brother?
Who is the big brother? Don't faith, listen to faith, the secrets of God.
Who is the big brother?
Who is the big brother?
Is Papa.
He is the Pope. He is the
people,
but he clothes garments of righteousness here. You cannot reach a Pope when you have not been a brother. You get from being a brother, you enter being a teacher, you be a priest, and you climb levels. Now the other is the big brother, for he was a brother. But when they go and they choose them from, they are homosexuality, who is the best in profane and vulgar language. It was revealed, but we could capture it. Who is the big brother? they put money in it. Lord, praise him. I will speak them in the name of Jesus. Because they do them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But we were
not told, brethren, to be able to stand these people,
stop
them. We must join with the holy angels in heaven. We
shall
not be able to handle this war when we're in flesh and blood. We need them in the spiritual realm. The holy angels who serve us, who are led by the Holy Spirit, and we too are led by the Holy Spirit. That's why the Bible told you,
we
have to clothe the armor. And we have a full combat which accepts us to command this war. We are going to be speaking major words when prayer of warfare, which is dangerous, which they have never heard in the world. Not a prayer which has ever been heard, which involves calling Abaddon who are not known. And it's even an owe to the world.
Even
when you speak Abaddon, even if it's a young child, they get threatened. They want to know who is that person. They are they who thought that maybe we worship Abaddon, but it's not the one we worship. He's an angel.
Even with his
group, they're servants, they're imprisoning demons. This world, as I've explained what is upon it, the principalities that have captured it, it's impossible to handle it if we don't have our weapons, the angels which they have. We need them so much.
And
as we are on the commanding post, they told us one thing: we have to put on a full armor. And they told us, according to Ephesians, we saw this last time, we briefly gone back for the sake of others who really are here. Praise Jesus. Let's read Ephesians. Ephesians 6:10. What is going to help us stand to be able to imprison the principalities, these fallen angels, they who have made themselves demons of the clans, right from all the organizations they work within and the different places where they base. Praise Jesus. And to lose the people of God whom they
are
bound in those organizations, we prove that all them who are in the book of life, they will get back home.
For
we'll be given authority. Ephesians 6 from verse 10.
Ekyenkomerero, mubenga n'amaanyi mu Mukama waffe ne mu buyinza obw'amaanyi ge. Mwambalenga ebyokulwanyisa byonna ebya Katonda. Mulyoke muyinzenga okuyimirira eri enkwe za Sitaani.
Enkwe tuziraba nnyo
nnyo. We see the schemes are very numerous. Anytime we study principalities, we're going to study the schemes of the devil. Now you want to know them in full, come on Tuesday and on Wednesday. We see the schemes of the devil. But here it helped us in the general
people
to know the places they base and some of the actions they do. Praise Jesus. And we have to destroy the works of the evil and the devil. For Bible says that because of those evil works, the Son of Man appeared to destroy their works. If we are ambassadors of Christ, we are on that mission, destroying the works of the devil.
But
we shall not be able to destroy him and his works except when we first bound him and bind all the demons. That is going to be possible.
Amen.
Our Master Jesus, when he reaches here,
it's
which we have done a part of us. For we know he will come back. And we
will
end in the space to come for the saints in not a long time from now. Let's move on. Ephesians 6:12.
Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri. Wawula.
This war is not against flesh and blood. That I bite you, I tear you, I cut you. No. We fight
Abaddon.
We want to capture those demons on the heads of people, in the false prophets, in the mountains, in the valleys, in different religions, in the seas. You don't cut and you bite yourself. Now you're biting what? Faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. If it says binding, it shows the angel with the chains to bind. I'm going to cause binding using him, and I will believe that he has been bound. But when I get there, I bite you. Your fellow human being, flesh and blood, for when you get this brethren there, and that you're wrestling with each other. And to fight your born again is held against him. He's beating the devil. But know it, that foolishness is of the devil.
For
Bible speaks of him in Daniel 11,
35-40.
When he will come, he will make the church foolish. You make the saints foolish. And you do things which are meaningless.
Send
angel of fire. Get the fire from the altar of God.
Punch
from the paths of the devils. But you are the one
fire,
I fire, 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 fire. You're firing yourself. And you even part fire. You're parting fire. Now you become a dragon yourself.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But when you get to know, the Lord explains to you, as the sea is paradise in the stars, and in the seas, and in different places in the world,
He's
built you to know, when the one you fight with, who are they? He's made you know that these are fallen angels. But he told you,
are
angels who on your side who are holy.
You
are going to be sending in the spiritual realm to fight the others.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
you're not going to do things you don't understand.
The
Holy Spirit is going to lead us, and we call those angels. And they will pass within the wall. Whether you pause there, and you see it progressing on. When you sleep, the body is sleeping, and you join them in these wars, and you haunt them in every place. When we started
preparing,
we were in wars there. We studied and we entered the practical and we pursued them and we walked with the Abaddons there, and they are raising the chains and they are capturing them with the chains, and they made hooks and they go under the rocks and they make hooks hooks them from the rocks. I enjoyed this. There is going down other holes. The age of fire and it will blow fire and it runs along.
It
tells you that they will terrify. No matter where you enter, they will blow fire and run from there. What happens in the spiritual realm? It is real, more than what you see physically. They terrify you no matter where you run. You enter a rock. Abaddon calls the edge of fire. And it too blows fire. It may bring the horse there under the hole where they are. And it blows fire there. And they run quick out of the hole.
Hands
were reached.
And
it involves changing.
Abaddon,
why is it like that?
What
it can become any object, anything. The devils used to become different things. You trip and you beat him, he becomes a cat, he becomes a rat. He too change himself.
Like a stone
and you walls are there.
They
can haunt a spirit. These demons, they hunt for it no matter where it is. And they terrified out of there.
In
every action, it can enter serpents within the rocks. And it enters in the rocks down. And it haunts for a demon. You joke with those angels of the Lord. When they told them, go pick that demon.
Well,
this you don't understand. The other search for it. And if they pass someone else who had a demon here, they cannot even jump, make a drama here. They imprison them and capture them right there in one position. That's why Jesus never wrestled with demons. Right there, loose and get off him, and they fall down. And they don't shrink like that. No, but you just want the person. You are holding one man, you are failing to hold the man. They have held their rope, tied the rope up for the person. They are fresh as
well.
We never knew church. If we had been revealed, these wars, how they moved, we would have fought proper in these wars. The apostles tell us, we have fought a good fight. They knew what they were doing. Let's move on. Ephesians 6:12.
N'ab'obuyinza, n'abafuga ensi ab'omu kizikiza kino, n'emyoyo egy'obubi mu bifo ebya waggulu.
Michael, get your sword out. You cut all their chains. Abaddon, pass through the chains, capture them. The one of fire, pass through, burn all their works. Gabriel, give us the updates. Whereas the one reached, for you are the one who gives the messages. Update us where we've reached. Which disciples are we capturing? Who are remaining?
Cancel
what season and time.
This
angel of the
castle.
This is going to be interesting.
Bible
says, the one who speaks knowledge speaks authority. Anytime you speak what you know, you have all the strength, you feel it.
So
we don't have any doubt in your faith.
Pastor,
where they get doubt, they don't know proper what they are doing. Ephesians 6:13.
Kale mutwalenga ebyokulwanyisa byonna ebya Katonda, mulyoke muyinzenga okuguma ku lunaku olubi. Era bwe mulimala okukola byonna,
tumala kukola ebyokulwanyisa ebyo,
first work all those armors.
Era ali ayinza okubuuza,
and who can ask, why did we pray so much? But wait, let us make this with these garments.
You know,
people who understand proper, they sit and prepare their
weapons.
You are abusing, you don't know. You abuse America, but yet they are making atomic bombs. One day they arise against you, and they beat all the youth. We too, we are wise, more than the Americans. We are the Church of Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are here working every weapon of warfare. We are clothing the gospel in the feet. By the time we shall arise, we shall pray a prayer, if to begin, all for warfare, all for repentance, and we don't waste a month on it. We say one day for repentance, and the Spirit comes. I remember in Acts, just one day, they prayed.
At
when the prayer, the Spirit arrived at the angels.
They
were in one spirit, and they speak scriptures that understand them. When they enter warfare, they attack. They struck Herod, they slap and he wrote immediate. How can you hinder the word of God to move on?
They
first prepared weapons.
And
after you make your armors, who is going to help you after making those things of your warfare?
How
you will be able to stand in the evil days? We've known they were our weapons. Now we are remaining one thing. Clothing the combat to command them.
Ephesians 6:14.
Kale
muyimirirenga nga mwesibye mu kiwato kyammwe amazima.
In the belt, in the waist, the belt of truth. Don't deceive. You know you've been in deceit as many times. And even our changing, it would have been hard. But pray the Spirit to change us early. In the deception, you used to reach warfare. And you are going to the warfare in the name of Jesus. Hell truth, put it in the waist. I see you putting it on. And you begin to put your truth on the waist by faith. No. Truth is Jesus Christ. John 14:6 is the way, the truth, and the life. But John 5:39, it came in the scroll. And it says all scriptures speak about him unto his own things. In Luke 24,
he says,
and he began to Moses explaining what concerns Christ. Praise Jesus. He himself came in the scroll. Hebrews 10,
4-6,
it says, I've come in the scroll by which I was written about.
This,
put this in the waist and you got that scroll. Words are written within you. That is what we call putting on the truth in the waist. Don't add it, don't subtract from, don't distort and twist. You bring scriptures the way they are. After holding the truth, you will no more pray Jesus in the name of Jesus. You will pray the Father in the name of Jesus. But
this
is the place you pray Jesus in the name of Jesus. Jesus told you in John, I'm going to pray the Father in my name. Don't confess that Jesus in the name of Jesus. What are you speaking? You bring darkness in the counsel of God and words without knowledge. That's how God answers. You've not heard of him? Job 38.
Ooh,
this would darkens my castle. With words without knowledge.
Asaba.
He prays Jesus in the name of Jesus. The scripture tells him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Do take and give me. That no, but the Spirit will speak from what is mine. For what is mine is of the Father, and will give it to you. He who gives us is the Holy Spirit. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Son of the Living God, send the Spirit, and it will be done. Psalms 104:30. He sends the Spirit, and they are. Angels, 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 angels
Daudi
kamujeo. But let me put David away.
Ulida byayogera.
Listen what he speaks.
Katonda byayogera mu Zaburi.
God is speaking Psalm.
Esure yokubi.
That verse 2.
Onyola musanga.
2:7.
Oli mwana angine okuzera.
You are my son of God.
Na Daudi ono kamujeo.
But let me put aside. I am the son today.
Na ye.
But.
Ziani kwa bigamba.
Scripture say.
Christ
alone is the one who said, "You are my son, I've begotten you." He gives us the right to become sons in Christ, not the Father. It's the Christ who gives us
that.
Now, not holding truth in the way. We pray things and they are twisted. I am the axe of the Lord today. By the time you look at the axe, is Jesus. He is the word of God, the double-edged sword. Now you have become the axe of God. You see, truth is not strong in a waste. And you press scriptures, they are twisted. And you say, "Lord, I pray, but you never answered me. And you spoke in scriptures, you never heard me." I told you God, Matthew 6, Matthew 6, Matthew 1, 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 Matth Lord, I've known of the cherubim, I've known of the mercy seat, I've known of the altar, I've known of your angels, but Lord, I need to hold this truth. Now don't leave me to be poor, to make your name be scorned. Don't leave me to be rich. Hinder me to know you more. And you will see the words that the child has truth in the waist. But you are just playing within the prayer. You say, play. As we explain this word, he told you this. Let's first go to Isaiah 26:16. The truth is going to be very important. He came in a scroll. We hold him how? The war is going to be very easy. Principalities, we're going to capture them and destroy them. In this time, they are going to see of the glory of the latter church. Isaiah 26:16.
When
we see problems, then we come to the Lord. Money is lost, let me go and seek God.
Why should we go and seek God
on the mountain? Job's are no more
busy.
The Holy Spirit has to lead us in prayer. He went to report us to the Lord. Do you remember him?
In
Romans 8. From 26 down,
he
has to bear our weakness.
That's
how he goes to brother report you. The Lord, people, when they saw distress, that's when they came to you to pray. When they reach there, this is what they do. Let us see.
Isaiah 26:16.
Mukama,
lubalabye naku rebakujide. Bafuka okusaba okukanga vula ko kwali kubo
nolyo koyiwesa
and your bubbling
utuke cyane byo sanga
tucyabite time you don't even understand what you pray
enaku nge kujude
and you're full of
no mugambo rwarero mukama
and you say Lord I've come. See, they poured a prayer and they wondered whether who was leading them.
Isaiah 26:17.
Ngomukazi ali olubuto
ebire byokuzaala kwe nga binaatera okutuuka.
That's how they were.
Onuka Yesu.
Jesus. And you even turn a clock upon your stomach.
Intestines
want to get out.
You
feel like you want to get back. And you are thinking, Jesus. And you are Jesus. And the spirit is on the side. As if they were giving birth. As you pray, you don't understand things. And you feel sorrow. And you feel something is pissing within you. And you feel the hunger. But the spirit is on the side watching. Because you have no truth in the waist. You have no truth of the word of God. You pray, bringing words understandable.
Fire
yourself. You don't even the angel of fire. You can get the fire and spot on every place. When the Spirit went there, he rather reported us that I have found them praying and they were groaning and they felt pain as if they're going to give birth. And you feel as if you want to vomit. There are times you pray as if you want to vomit. And the Spirit is on the side watching. And he said, these children, they have left to be here. I no more leave them.
Right.
Everyone says,
Begin.
In Colossians 14,
he
gives thanks as he wants. First Corinthians 12, this one has told you, everyone is going to speak tongues. Now they put the Spirit aside. Who has to give?
Begins
from there. And they have deceived you that the devil doesn't hear tongues. The devil is the deceiver of all the world, and he deceived the angels. He deceived them in what language? No one thing. James 5, 13 to down, the prayer of a righteous man
avails much.
Your prayer is in what language? It's not of language, it's of righteousness. Praise Jesus. Now the Spirit had all. And we groaned. And we put clocks in our
ways.
And you are now fasting. You are fasting and praying at the same time. And
you feel
the intestines remained in space. He sees all that. And he says, you are not going to be able to handle this war. Let me go even report you. Let's move on at you here.
Isaiah 26 verse 17.
Begin to cry. Oh Jesus. And the Spirit says, cry. When you get tired and you get back to the Lord, and you lay your hearts to Him, He will hear your prayers. His hand is not straightened, that He cannot save. But unrighteousness is what has separated us from Him. And He says, the prayer of they who don't hold on God is lost and detestable to God. If you read Proverbs 28, praise Jesus. They will tell you, pray, that the Lord has sent Him to pray with all people. Even they who don't hold, for He said, prayer of they who don't hold on God's laws, they are detestable to God.
Isaiah 26 verse 18.
We both went.
The
more we prayed like that,
and
not put truth in a waste, the church has gotten more corruptible. Wind is what has been birthed. Listen properly down there.
Isaiah 26:18.
Nothing like salvation on earth.
People,
when they leave churches, the way they clothe, their actions, their speak, their prayer, it shows there's no salvation. And the things of heaven, they hated them so much. The Savior came to save us, take us back to heaven.
And
He left this world telling us, we are not of the world. We are of heaven. But salvation, nothing. Even prayer, we've prayed.
Now,
prayer like that, we are not going to go. One prayer which brings salvation.
Let's
put truth in the waste. And we know proper scripture which are holy. That we may not bring darkness in God's counsels. Proverbs 28:9. He tells you this. Proverbs 28 verse 9.
Achusa okutukwe obutawulira mateeka nokusaba kwa kwa muzizo.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Boga nokwata mateeka ga Katonda.
Don't hold in God laws of God. No matter how much you pray, what you pray is detestable.
Yate bakulimba.
And they shouldn't lie to you.
Detail your overdose
that
prayer.
There is not an overdose prayer. There are prayers which are overdosed. There are some. And the Spirit, when He handles them, He puts them in the garbage dump. This
prayers,
there's no way I can take them to God. Yet you've prayed. You've even spent your time much. Now, things which send people, it's no more God these days. If a person tells you, the Lord has sent me to pray with all people, I don't mind the region you come from. I don't mind you believe one, but you are all God's people. Come and we pray together. Pray.
And he has told you,
they don't hold on his laws and detestable their prayers to him. And you come with your miniskirt, and the heart too is like a miniskirt. For what fills the heart is what comes out of you. If the heart is corruptible, you want to show immorality all over you. And he tell you, God checks the heart.
He
don't check the outer. Don't mind of the clothing. Where does it come from? What fills the heart? You think you put it on when you never had it in the heart? Or you, were you mad?
Or
you don't think of what you're going to clothe?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But no, prayer like that, it never brings salvation on earth. Praise Jesus. Let's read Job 23. I wanted to pass in the word, how can it help you in the prayers you pray? Prayer of warfare, prayer to be given, prayer of repentance. How truth helps so much. Christ helps us so much. After we understand the scriptures which are holy, and we tie ourselves proper with Him, and we give the Spirit to work, to write His words in us. We are going to stop the works of the principalities and to cause them to be bound and to destroy their works.
Job 23
from verse 1.
Awo Yobu naddamu nayogera nti, ne leero okwemulugunya kwange kujeemu. Okukubibwa kwange kusinga okusinda kwange obuzito.
The more he complained in prayer,
nga Mukama ayongera kukuba,
the more God will smit him. Until he will sit under the counsels of his words.
Yobu 23:3.
Job 23 verse 3.
Singa mmanyi gye nnyinza okumulabira, singa nnyinza okutuuka n'awali entebe ye.
Agamba nti singa nsooka ne mutegeera.
I can first understand him.
Ne mmanya nti Katonda.
And I know that God,
whom
I'm going to pray to,
asinzira mu kuwe ly'okusatu.
He's in the third heaven.
Ye kigambo kya Katonda.
He's the word of God.
Era.
And
mu linnya ly'oyo.
In the name of him.
Era kusaba ali waggulu eggulu lyonna.
I'm going to pray to the one above heaven.
Okusinza ku b'Efeso.
According to Ephesians.
Esule y'okuna.
Ephesians 4.
Okusinza ku Zabuli.
According to Psalms.
Eyana mu omwenda.
48.
Nti ye Katonda asinzira waggulu eggulu lyonna.
The God who bases above.
Ne wankubadde ng'era mukulu bwani.
Even though he's great.
Okuliza okusaba kw'aba.
I'm supposed to hear prayers of people. If I can pray, and I know where I can find him. But you ask a born again way, we find God.
And they tell you,
God is just spirit, he has no body. Even where they are, they are living, moving within him. Even when they get out of here, they will be
living.
But they don't know him.
Even
though all over here, don't know where his throne is, they will tell you the throne is in that heaven up there. But in the scriptures they were shown.
Job
23 verse 4.
Nandiriranyisa ensonga yange mu maaso ge.
That he would
have known what to speak in the mouth would have been filled with scriptures, reason issue by issue.
Olinyolokutano. Nadimanye ebigambo biyandinsizemu.
Nti ne bwaba Katonda agenda kuddamu.
Even if God is going to answer you.
Oba mu biroto.
Or in dreams.
Oba mu kwolesi.
Or in vision.
Oba mu buliwo. Oba osobola okutegeera byakuddamu.
You can know what he answers you.
But because
scriptures are not in you, even if he answers, you cannot understand.
Job 23 verse 5.
But you think God can begin to choose when you have words which are meaningful, even though he is great? No. He cannot do that. He is ready to hear the prayer of a person who has put truth in the waste. And you know the real truth of the word of God.
Job 23 verse 6.
You can speak with God when you have truth in the waist.
What
they are called pure or just,
they
can give God their reason and he hears them.
Yobu abiri musatu olinyirirwa
musanvu. Job 23 verse 7.
Bwe nandiwonyezebwa bwe ntyo ennaku zonna eri omulamuzi wange. Laba, ntambula mu maaso naye nga taliiyo.
Ogenda otuuka bw'oba tolina
byasoo.
N'otandika osaba
gunyenye omutwe.
Yesu mu linnya lya Yesu.
N'otuuka
Yesu mu linnya lya Yesu. Yes,
you are praying. You are not the first to pray like that. They moved shaking heads and the Lord refused to answer them.
They have hardened words of him in them.
Job 23 verse 8. Laba, ntambula mu maaso naye nga taliiyo. Nentambula ennyuma naye ne siyinza kumulaba.
Ogenda.
You go here.
Otuke nga tomulaba.
You don't see him there.
N'okoma
we. You come back here.
Otuke
eno. When you here.
N'okwata ekisenge
n'okuba. And you hit the wall. You hit the wall.
Eno bw'okutenesa.
And you're holding a tablet, shaking it.
Ng'olinga ali mu ssabo.
As if you're in the shrine. Things used in worship of God. They don't rather use them in prayer. The wizards are going to do that. As they're going to call their forefathers, the demons, they check, and the demons arrive. Now you've got to go. You're praying, and you're holding tablet, shaking. Church is very disorganized for not knowing truth. Have you ever gone to a shrine? When they are going to call the demons, what they do? You hold anything, making noise around. Got the turbulence. Shaking them. Now you are in prayer to God, and now you hold turbulence. You take that when you are worshipping God. Don't be a chaotic person like that. For God is of order. He knows what is used in worshiping him. And he knows the way we can pray. There are people we find to pray. Another is drumming. And others are praying. If it is a song, it can be in the background when it is in low volume. Not with instruments again. As you pray, another is playing the guitar, another the keyboard. And God sees chaos and confusion.
Job 23:9. Ku mukono ogwa kkono bw'akola omulimu naye ne siyinza kumulaba.
Otuuka ekiseera.
Reach a time.
Nga Katonda wamugambye nze ngenda sabira week.
God, I'm going to pray for a week.
Ati atuuka okugamba mwana.
Now, the preacher is telling my child, stop there. I have answered you.
Muzimu bwe
kusasa. This is a demon. I cast you. I said I pray for a week. You know, one day Ezekiah turned to the wall. The one king, he turned to the wall. But as he was still praying, Isaiah came to answer that question. You know him very well.
Ezekiah.
But if the answer was being brought, and he decided he's going to pray for a week, no interruption, he's shut his doors. They are knocking at him. Who are you?
Oh,
demons which have brought you, I cast them to cancel my prayers.
You
pretend to be in spirit.
The
spirit, they don't reside within it just
a
moment.
If you enter the
spirit, you have to be in spirit all days.
Don't tell
us in that moment you got, you entered the spirit. Now they say the spirit be in us. When he entered in us, do we cast him aside and we gather him back? I mean, spirit, don't disturb me. When do you get back to the body that will speak with you? And they in the body cannot please God.
Now
you get in the body. That means many times you're not pleasing God. The word we speak, we have to be careful. God reaches the time and works, we can never see him. Let's finish here.
Job 23
verse 9.
Yekweka ku mukono ogwa ddyo n'okulaba ne siyinza
God gets aside in the corner. Let me see him, watch him. When he will set on humble, he will find me here. And he prepares everything you need. And you just pray up and down more. You hold the little sleep, I'll speak with you. I have to pray in the morning.
You
beat the demon of sleep. I speak with you something.
I told you, the night
when you are asleep and I speak with them. I've told you sleep. I said no. That demon of sleep, I beat you.
Remember, they spent the day working.
Now they have jumped, they have shouted. They sit in the chair, they are dozing. They are awaking to beat the demon of sleep. How come you've never beat at your home? You go in your bed, you beat it.
There
is the sleep which is normal of the body. And when you don't sleep, you get sick of malaria. And you go, they tell you got sickness of not sleeping. He told you wait a little. No. I said the first things of 40 days. I told you stop there. I told you 40 days. You and the Lord who is leading each other.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus. Now, because of that,
I
pray we got saved.
As
we clothe this armor,
the rest
we are going to pass for truth is what builds the rest of the
armor.
Let's go back brief, read them. Ephesians 6:14.
Kale muyimirirenga nga mwesibye mu kibato kyammwe amazima era nga mwambadde eky'omukifuba obutuukirivu era nga munaanise mu bigere okweteekateeka okw'enjiri ey'emirembe.
Twagala okulabika nga amazima gali mu kiwato
obutuukirivu. The blessed place of righteousness. We know Romans 10.
9
to 17. person believes with their heart to be given righteousness and they confess with their mouth to be saved. Verse 17.
It
says, faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
And
therefore we understood it makes the truth in the ways. Those are the Holy Scriptures. You shouldn't believe anything and it's not Scriptures. You have nothing like a blessed breath of righteousness. Never hear stories and never hear invented stories. They must be explained and you believe the Holy Scriptures. We begin to hold strength and establish the health, the blessed breath, righteousness. When you believe and you put on actions of righteousness, of their evil actions,
like
of the spirit of the body, and you tie with chains. There are others, they molded an image that was the devil and Jezebel, and they brought them in the synagogues and they hit the images, the one with a rod, the one who got off the shoe and hit it. They were born again, who are fake,
and
they had made like this was who go to Mecca. They are going to beat the devil there. They beat there and get stones thrown to him. And they come here when what they have done
to
you there. Maybe they have told the devil it's foolish to be waiting there. And you're going to stone him and he waits for you there? That's why that religion, when you go in it, you have already gotten spoiled. That they bind the devil when they are going fast. When they get out of the fast, it's set loose. There are things like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But unto Christ Jesus, our actions and righteousness to hold the blessed place. When we say binding demons, as scripture says, we add the angel binding. And we do actions which are righteous.
You
say the hell blessed bread of righteousness.
Olunyere 15. Era nga munaanise mu bigere okweteekateeka okw'enjiri ey'emirembe.
You have to prepare the gospel of peace.
Ng'enjiri mu bigere ye
gospel of feet, it is
fitted in.
The gospel.
You're
going to fight the gospel you speak, approach them. You are there to speak the gospel, you will be scripture by scripture, command by command. That is the shoot down. Here a little, there a little. They shoot down the gospel. You bring an artifice to handle him here with scriptures. You get the Muslim with his own, and the gospel is treated in the feet proper.
When you say
prayer of warfare, scriptures of warfare, they're right there. The one of prayer to be given, and you are prepared very well with the gospel in the feet. That's why we have to read areas. We study skills of the devil, and the spirit of the Lord abideth not, and you know that clear. Right, Christ and his church, and the false Christ and the church, and you prepare that. The right gospel of the kingdom of God,
before
be getting born again, and the gospels of the devil, and you prepare yourself. And we start heaven from planet where we are. You go preparing, preparing. Preparing of the gospel.
Ephesians 6:16.
Era
ku ebyo byonna nga mukwatiddeko engabo ey'okukkiriza enaabayinzisanga okuzikiriza obusaale bwonna obw'omuliro obw'omubi.
Kati waliwo engabo y'okukkiriza ku mukono
gwe. A shield of faith in his hand.
Okukkiriza kuba mu kuwulira.
Faith comes from hearing. And hearing the word of God.
Ebo oba oyagala engabo.
So if you want a shield,
otambula nga Isaiah.
You walk like Isaiah.
28.
Onyoro 9. Verse
14. Kiragiro ku
kiragiro. Command by command.
Unyiriri ku
unyiriri. Scripture by scripture.
Waro kandi wali katobi.
A little here, a little there.
Ebiragiro bibiri.
2, 3,
oba bina.
Or 4 commands. Scriptures 2, 3, or 4 and above. The shield is strengthened. Here a little, there a little. Get from Isaiah. Go to Peter. the shield is strengthened. Ask you to the Master Jesus. When they were in warfare, he's met the devil in Luke 4 and Matthew 4. He brings this, Jesus brings the armor. He had the shield. Ephesians 6:17.
Muwewe ne sepeo eyobulokovu.
Sepeo ino kubaku.
The helmet has to be on after you hold a shield. The sword inside. The word of God. Hebrews 4:12.
But
now that the entire word, that is the truth you have in the waist, and you have him.
To
be able to cut the schemes of the devil, all of them. When you get the helmet of salvation, that is the Holy Spirit.
And
the one who came in Acts 2, like tongues of fire, he is the one who makes the shield and it covers this entire body of yours. Whatever the devil is, whether it fit, you see it. It hits on and you see it. And you hear where you're going, you shouldn't go there. Don't do that job. There is evil in it. You hear every side from up to down here. The devil brings Urim, you heal, hear it not. And
you say,
that is the devil's reason. The shield is on. And when you see you hear like that, you know. I have the shield right now.
Even
if it's a story, the people can hear the devil speak through them.
And
they speak, I know the devil is speaking right now. And you cease to hate the person and you attack the devil within the
pastor.
That's how the master was.
The
devil went in Peter and he told him, you will not die. He told him, come. You devil, get behind me. He could hear him by the shield of faith. And he's not just looking at a person speaking. Praise Jesus. After we shall clothe the armor, we shall be able to stand in this war to destroy principalities. But in the pillars, the five we saw, where are they based? The spiritual? Where there is the political field, where there is the financials and the social relations, praise Jesus, together with the health sector, the greatest pillar, if we can attack the part of the church, pivotal ring, and we beat principalities, they
will
have messed the church up. They were in religions and different beliefs. Every powers of darkness around, the false gospels.
That's where we begin.
How will we begin from there? This will be easy. Bible says that evil began from Jerusalem to spread the entire world. Church problems. Problems begin from the church. Things to get corruptible. Jeremiah 23. You read it and you prove that. And he says in Haggai 1:2 that the church, when it left the works of God and the finances of people got messed up, political and healthy sectors, they all messed up. When we begin the war, we begin from the holy place in the church. And when we shall pray our prayer, don't wonder when we say attack churches of the false prophets, attack religions, demons,
beliefs.
We are beginning targeting there. Attack all the shrines. By the time
we
shall touch a year economical, when we have first targeted the other place,
this is
some of the last scriptures when we see principalities. Ezekiel 9.
Ezekiel 9 from verse
1.
Awo nayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene mu matu gange ng'ayogera nti sembeza abo abakulira ekibuga buli muntu ng'akutte ekyokulwanyisa kye ekizikiriza mu mukono gwe. Kale laba abasajja 6 ne bajja nga bafuluma mu kkubo ery'omulyango ogwenguru ogwolekera obukiika obwa kkono.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ya fora bakonga bava ku mulyango.
See them coming from the door.
Na malaika bava mu kibuga Yerusalemu
bakirira wa. Jerusalem coming down here.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Basajja mukaga.
There are 6 men.
Ibinja bya malaika mukaga.
There are 6 groups of angels.
Bagenda kola ki?
They are going to do what?
Atulabe.
Let us see.
Ezekiel 9:2.
Ezekiel 9:2.
Buli muntu ng'akutte ekyokulwanyisa kye ekitta mu mukono gwe, n'omusajja omu wakati mu bo ayambadde bafuta ng'alina ekikompe kya bwino eky'omuwandiisi mu kiwato. Ne bayingira ne bayimirira ku mabbali g'ekyoto eky'ekikomo.
Tujja kula ku kyoto kya Katonda mu kibuga
Yerusalemu.
And
they came and they were going to be sent.
They are
coming on earth
to
execute God's
work.
The groups of angels
7.
But groups must enter this war.
Ezekiel
9:3.
Awe kitiibwa kya Katonda wa Isirayiri kyali kirinnye okuva ku Kewubi kwe kyali okutuuka ku mulyango ogw'ennyumba. Naito omusajja ayambadde bafuta eyalina ekikompe kya bwino eky'omuwandiisi mu kiwato. Awo Mukama n'amugamba nti, genda oyite wakati mu kibuga, wakati mu Yerusalemi, oteeke akabonero ku byenyi by'abantu abassa ebikowe n'abakaabirira emizizo gyonna egikolebwa wakati mu kyo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise
Jesus. Okusaba kuno akugenda mu maaso.
Prayer as it moves on.
Gabriel tugenda kuba tumutuma.
Gabriel going to be sending him.
Ye malaika ono okulaba naye bwino omuwandiisi.
With a writing kit.
Yayogera mu kubikulu esule
Revelation 7. We put a seal upon God's people.
Tugenda kumusaba.
We are going to ask him.
And the
Holy Spirit to lead him.
Agenda alabula abatukuvu ba Katonda.
To warn the saints of God.
Makanisa agobulimba gye bali.
False churches where they are.
In the
false religions. And in the wizards.
Asokaba
warning. And he will warn them.
Kubanga ekigenda
okukubira. For what is going to follow. It is the war behind.
They will see
pastors becoming different creatures on the pulpits.
Now they have to
be warned when it is early
on
that which is going to be next.
For
after teaching me principalities and we went to
see
the door of heaven where angels come from, from Jerusalem coming to fight these wars, and it was prepared clearly, and I was told to prepare others, and I knew how wars will move, that in your prayer pray to Gabriel,
tell
the Father the Lord is able.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I pray Holy
Spirit,
lead angel Gabriel to take visions of the word of God,
in
your saints,
who are in
the false churches, who are in religions, who are in different beliefs,
of Jesus,
wizards, that they will be warned when it's early. After, we shall send a war behind. The gospel will meet them. We shall separate ourselves, God will never
suffer.
That's why we've studied principalities.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
In
the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Gabriel
has to pass through warning people.
People
who are going to come from behind with the gospel. That these people who say
will
reach them and they will claim that's what I saw. Things are going to be very easy. Angels are servants with us. The preachers, we have them within us. The Gabriels. Go preach to them in visions, in the dreams. Paul says, I saw in a vision and I go to Macedonia and I spoke with the apostles first. They went ahead of him and they told him, go. But first people these ones, but you go. We are first prepared. The gospel is going to be very easy.
And we're
going to send these fighters.
There's
one who's going to be first
with
different visions warning the church.
That's
what we're going to pray for as a
church.
When we are in the office of the Holy Spirit,
we
are accepted to do that.
Amen.
Don't fear to warn.
Pastor
needs to be shown 7 times to fall in hell, you pray for that. That you'll be get saved because of that. Oh.
Amen.
Others them with threatening dreams to warn them.
Ezekiel 9
verse 5.
N'abalala n'abagamba nsi nga mpulira nti mwe muyite mu kibuga nga mumuvaako ennyuma mufumiti enjumu.
Uliriza bulungi.
Listen properly.
Oli aba akyala bulaba mukama.
That is backing the ones of God.
Ati abalina emizimu n'abalogo.
They with demons and wizards.
Kino nno kigenda twalira abamu ku baloga ab'okunti.
Some of the people who seem to be heads.
Naddala befudde abali mu kanisa ya Yesu.
Seem to be the church of Christ.
Nga mujjala abantu nga bafa.
You are going to see people dying.
Naye nga yabadde
atambuza
emizimu.
But they have been moving demons. Nga bamalayika abaavu. Of the fallen angels.
Mulimu abakadde betwasomako.
Elders we started off.
Makanisa bagaluka.
In churches bewitching them.
Befudde abasaba.
But they are the ones who bewitch the church.
But now
we will see them falling down, dying. But they get the other spirits.
But everyone
has been in it and they understand. We will see them falling down to death. They told them path through killing them.
We
are going to surrender it with angels in Taiwan.
We
have just known.
Tulimu Ezekiel sura ya 9 n'olunyiriri lwa 5.
Ezekiel 9 verse 5.
Eriiso lya mulirimu okusonyiwa so temubanga na kisa. Mutire ddala omukadde n'omulenzi n'omwana n'omuwala n'abaana abato n'abakazi. Naye temusembereranga muntu yenna aliko akabonero era musookere ku watukuvu wange.
Musookere mu kanisa.
Right in the church, begin from there.
Abaloga abaliyo. Abasumba b'obulimba, abatuma b'obulimba, bakabi b'obulimba, mu madini,
in religions,
yonna basookere eyo.
They are going to be the first targets.
Tubambula mizimu egyo egiri ku mitwe
egyo. And clap all the demons upon their heads. You don't see demons, how they disappear. You find
Brother
Soto has powers to make people fall down.
And you wonder
even the born again seem to have the same powers. And he said, this is a Catholic. This one is a born again. They prophesy and they prophesy as Catholic. He throws people down. Even a born again does that. All of them have the same demons.
We
don't ask, what is this? The others use them. Even these ones do use them. Is it God? And you find the other with this cross. Now,
he
says from the holy place, the sanctuary of God, and in our prayer, in the church of salvation, it's where it's going to begin. In Jabadon, pass through the chain, the church of
people
by demons of the false prophets and the false apostles,
angel
Mike and the sword, demons
with
born people,
and
they are like bad people, and they give their houses out, and they are cast out, and they remain with nothing yet for God, and they complain to God. That they will set free.
Amen.
Is the way
you're
going to pray? Overcome principalities in the holy place. Judgment begins from the house.
Amen.
And the time you attack religion, all of them down.
The
demons to hold people in religion.
And
the pastor never asked. And they claim the religion of my forefathers. Don't think people are alone. They were cut off and they put prisons, the principalities. Now the
problem
has been revealed. And the Bible says, what is revealed is ours and our children and our children's children. The children 29, they are ours to use right now.
Ezekiel 9 verse
6.
Awo ne basookera ku bakadde abaali mu maaso g'ennyumba.
Now listen, the elders of the church, and the lordship of the bishop, and they are seated in the throne of God, and these spiritual fathers, let me tell you, these are going to be the first.
In God,
in Uganda is badly open. He's put chaos within them amongst themselves.
It's
going to beat them when they have been speaking things which are not meaningful.
After the fathers from abroad
who birthed them, but he's told you that the elders of the church,
these
are the ones who sit down, they too speak of them, but they are
men who have
gray hair, and what they speak, they don't understand it, but they are on the pulpits of God. They claim his lordship and
Ghost,
I hear Holy Ghost with
that.
No. They are making us register to be a religion. They have bald heads. And people have trusted them so much. And he commands them to kiss themselves in the congregation. The one who does it better is going to be paid for that. And they are old men, but they have no understanding and wisdom in them.
He's
still to begin from the sanctuary. Don't find this warfare, pray. You know, there's someone else saying, Lord, begin from the
church.
He said, beginning from his sanctuary. If you want to begin from out, he said, the sanctuary, right from the holy place.
Ezekiel 9 verse
7.
Nabagamba nti enyumba mujono one.
Musansanye
ebadde
nyumba ya Mukama.
What has been the house of God?
Oli arese kati omanye kibadde.
You know what has been?
Bano mamaleka batandise tukita mbambo na tuza.
They have begun.
Amen.
Bayo nonye buli
kintu.
Oli arete emiti ga.
Pastor brings priest.
Ajunda mukandisi.
Send them in the church.
Na arete mbita na kiteka. Webake.
And he put.
Oli na kiteka ya Mukama kunyo.
Ndola webake. Ndola webake. Ndola webake. Ndola webake. Ndola webake. But what is following is beatings.
Amen.
A person calls the others
B5.
Another is B5.
Everyone
is done things to people.
Ezekiel 9
verse
7. Mujuze mpya abatibwa mufulume. Awo ne bafuluma ne bafumitira mu kibuga. Olwatuuka bwe baali nga bafumita, nange nga nsigaddewo, ne nvunama amaaso gange ne nkaaba ne njogera nti, woowe Mukama Katonda, onoozikiriza Isirayiri yenna afisseewo, ng'ofukira ddala ekiruyi kyo ku Yerusaalemi? Awo n'angamba nti, obutali butuukirivu bw'ennyumba ya Isirayiri ne Yuda bungi nnyo nnyini, n'ensi ejjudde omusaayi.
They have sacrificed.
They're
without money, don't pray for them.
Now,
in the world, there's bribery.
The
bribe is in the church.
Ezekiel 9, verse
9.
Kubanga boogera nti Mukama yaleka ensi. So Mukama talaba.
Bagamba Katonda yabivaako
dda. They said the Lord abandoned the earth.
Bagenze munyanja gye
bazaamanya the disease to get evil powers.
Bagamba Katonda ensi yalekawo.
They said God abandoned the earth.
Abamasaza babo ono nabasireyo
munyanja. The planet is spoiled, they are always others.
Baba lima bagenze sayi no ya mafuta.
They see they have gone to Israel to get anointing.
Ezekiel 9:10.
Era
nange eriiso lyange teririsonyiwa so sirisaasira. Naye ndireeta ekkubo lyabwe ku mutwe gwabwe.
He has to pay them back. As it's required. You know why?
Agenda tuka mu yomwende.
When it reaches verse 9.
Mu yomunana.
In verse 8.
Furabeke nyiriri sat.
Let's see like three verses.
Bwati bwasemba yakulaga ebiri mu
kanisa. This will last shows you what is in the church.
Singa kanisa enatirira.
The church will stand right.
Byobufuzi bijatirira.
Politics will stand right.
Kubanga n'obale mu Uganda.
For up there in Uganda.
Abamu kubalunga mu byobufuzi.
They will lead in politics.
Bakona agendi benye.
They are the born again themselves.
Uri wa KCCA?
You are of KCCA?
Oh no, simanya rungamya gundi na yeye murukole.
It is born again.
Ne we munyabi kye bigera.
You wonder what is happening.
Tebali nacha kugera kirimu magezi babira
mukwagala sente. To speak which is wisdom that in do wanting money.
Ateka kubulire.
Let me tell you.
Abarukole.
Born again.
Tubaddenga munsi yonna.
We have been in the entire world.
Akano tutuse kumwanjo gwo bukulembeze.
Now we've reached we have reached relations of people and leadership healthy everywhere. In the entire world, we have reached
that.
Even in America. They are known, the born agains.
But
because they no more have the word of God, the world is getting more corruptible. Instead of fighting, they condemn with fallen angels rather. Now God explains to you that they who led in the things. That's why church, you see. A leader doesn't fear the church. He knows they all bewitch.
Usingana wali eri omukazi omulugu.
You fight a wizard and she says no.
Those
are, we are always here in our fellowships together. They know they go somewhere and they get evil powers. This is one of the last things. Ezekiel
8.
Why have they told that the war is going to begin in the holy place?
Ezekiel sura eyomunana n'olunyiriri olusooka. Awo lwatuuka mu mwaka ogw'omukaaga mu mwezi ogw'omukaaga ku lunaku olwokutaano olw'omwezi.
Verse 4, because of time. Ezekiel 8.
Olunyiriri olwokuna. Awo laba
from verse 3.
Ezekiel esula eyomunana n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Ezekiel 8, verse 3.
Awo n'agolola ekyali ng'omukono n'akwata ku muvumbo gw'enviiri ez'oku mutwe gwange, omwoyo ne gunsitula wakati w'ensi n'eggulu ne guntwala Yerusaalemi okukolesebwa kwa Katonda, eri oluggya lw'omulyango ogw'oluggya olw'omunda ogutunuulira obukiika obwa kkono, awali entebe ey'ekifaananyi eky'obuggya ekireeta obuggya.
Kaakati lino yali kanisa naye ng'ate ku mulyango mu kifo kya malayika yaniriza
abantu
olutuuka w'amagezi
bagenda okugamba waayoyebazeewo That's why they told you.
So,
begin from the holy place. To terrify all demons right there. These fallen angels who have been working with them. And now we shall attack the other sections.
Ezekiel 8
verse
4. Awo, laba, ekitiibwa kya Katonda wa Isirayiri kyali eyo ng'embala bwe yali gye nalabira mu lusenyi. Awo n'angamba nti omwana w'omuntu, yimusa amaaso go kaakano eri ekkubo erigenda obukiika obwa kkono. Awo ne nnyimusa amaaso gange eri ekkubo erigenda obukiika obwa kkono. Kale laba, ekifaananyi kino eky'obuggya nga kiri mu mulyango ku luuyi olw'obukiika obwa kkono olw'omulyango ogw'ekyoto.
Awali ebyoto bino,
where there is altars,
era bannanga ebyoto by'ennaku zino,
altars of today,
ebyoto byonna,
that's why all altars,
ffe tugenda kukkiriza mu byoto byonna,
are not going to accept your altars here.
Simanyi muri mu nyumba
mutade ekyoto. In their house you put an altar there. They're going to pray.
Mumara kuterera mu line ya
Katonda. First get aligned in the line of God.
Ekyoto kya Katonda kiba kigambo
kya Katonda. The altar of God is the word of God.
Bible yogera mu Yeremiya.
Bible says in Jeremiah.
23. Okutandika olwasa tupaka
makumi ana. From 30 to 40.
No kutandika olwa 25.
From 25.
Ye kigambo kya Katonda.
That the word of God is a consuming fire.
Kati chongama mu kyoto.
Don't tell me an altar. When there is no word of God, that you are in prayer. People really raise altars of wizards. They are all shaking heads on different mountains. They dream things you don't understand. They begin from there. Out of
them
comes ministries, but when you see them now, altars, they rather planted demons on them. You find one person is the one to raise that fire. No one else is expected to raise it. People raise the physical altars. In their synagogues, they raise the fire of an altar there. Others on mountains.
Ezekiel 8 verse
6.
Awo n'angamba nti, omwana w'omuntu, olaba kye bakola. Olaba emisisa emikulu ennyumba ya Isirayiri gye bakolera wano, ndyoke neesambe wala awatukuvu wange.
Kaakati bano babadde bakola bino
byonna, nga
bagoba Katonda mu bantu
be, era nga bagoba omwoyo omutukuvu,
era nga bagoba omwoyo
omutukuvu.
Ne kino kye muli anti muyite Holy Ghost,
nga kirimukuggyawo omwoyo omutukuvu mu bantu, wiping the Holy Spirit from the people. And you rather welcome the Holy Ghost than another spirit.
They
bring the teaspoon of things to chase the Holy One from the place.
Ezekiel
8:6.
Naye onoolaba nate emizizo emirala emikulu. Awo n'andeeta ku luggi olw'oluggya. Awo bwe natunula, laba, ekituli nga kiri mu luggi. Ekituli nga kiri mu kisenge.
Olaba kisenge wa?
See a wall somewhere?
Okuyingira mu kituli.
Entering the hall?
Sibunga pastor rumu afunduka.
And the pastor sometimes get out of there. He passes the hall to enter the church.
Babaga muzibirira
jja. They tell you close, the eyes is coming. You see it on the pulpit. Some of them became demons. Those offices, you see them putting there.
They
are with demons having intercourse with them. They come with their
bodies
and they have powers which begin to make you itch you. And they send
these
women in the church that they are getting delivered. But they are lying down there. They are mourning. As if they are in the bedroom with their husbands. And the men fall up like that. And they are
on the
ground having homosexuality with them.
Okay,
they say, leave him. The Lord is working on him.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Let
me tell you things in the church. The Lord wanted his room to say it. When is in the inner room, don't waste your time. Matthew 24, you read it.
He's
in the room.
That is the
don't waste your time. And they claim they have taken you to fast and pray there.
They begin
to fall on different problems there. And they do things on people.
People
come when their eyes are
open.
They are in the spirit of prophecy, but their eye is like this.
No,
prophet protrudes eyes like this. As if a demon is upon him. When you reach, you're going to see my God.
Ezekiel 8,
verse 8.
Awonangamba nti omwana w'omuntu. Sima no mu kisenge. Awe namala okusima mu kisenge laba oluggi.
When you get puppets of some people,
there
are demons on the corners.
And
when they are praying for people, bring them up here. Bring them up here. Every one of this one, yet under the ground, pastor is right there with the demons there. And many times, when there are big synagogues of
today,
some people don't accept what they put in the foundations, they put rooms down there. But he knows why he passes to enter there. Sometimes he puts a mat there, another they put a red carpet on that portion. He says, sleep there, you're going to speak with my God. As you lie there, you sleep, even if they beat you, can't wake up.
You're
speaking with his demons in those rooms.
This,
like you see, like Kabul is up there of the Muslim. Those rooms came even in the synagogue. The upper rooms, or the ones on the Muslim. Demons sit up there. You know, sometimes the ones who begin to pray in the mosque, in the they are the ones which do that. In the mosques. Sometimes it's not human
being.
And you see the sign there. Bible will warn you of it. In a Nahum. They put Nahum 1. They put the star up. And they begin worship. Yet they are worshiping principalities in the stars. Even the moon is on. Principalities. All these sons have come in the church. They design the upper design. And there is a Bermuda eye. It's a triangle like this. And up there is an eye. Or sometime down here. They are signs. They copy what they don't understand. And they do their signs.
Ezekiel 8 verse 9. Nangamba nti yingira olabe emizizo egy'obubi gye bakolera wano. Awo ne nyingira ne ndaba, era laba, buli ngeri ey'ebyewalula n'ensolo ez'emizizo n'ebifaananyi. N'ebifaananyi byonna eby'ennyumba ya Isirayiri.
Wuliriza bulungi.
Listen very carefully.
Bagambye buli ngeri ey'ebyewalula.
Every form of probing thing.
Era bano balina obubonero
barabikiramu. This was how signs they appear through.
N'emyoyo gyabwe bwe giwonya.
And how their spirits heal.
Aba balinga misota.
Others are like serpents. When they are healing, they are acting like a serpent, stretching themselves. Others, they begin to act like that, like a frog. When they reach the principality, each one is given an animal. They appear. They began the ministry.
As
they wanted to haunt the world, most of Uganda, and to study demons. They appear into animals. And they
say,
now they haunt you in dreams. And they teach you demons after.
They make you teach
their signs, their
prayer,
and after they attack you in dreams,
and to waste your time in
that system, studying demons.
They appear in the door,
and here,
they are
the ones who appear to them. It's not a physical cow.
Every
form of crawling thing,
and when
they are not moving, you are on ground, beginning to move like serpents. Others you roll. These animals which roll like that. That is being filled with spirit. They begin to roll out to the other extreme. And another is on the ground. He's probing like that. Principalities appear through this world.
Now
that sign is given a pastor or a prophet
or
those politicians. That's why we begin with principalities. We've joined by the right
Michael.
It begins from the holy place, church.
Ya munana n'olunyiriwa 10.
Ezekiel 8 verse 10.
Awo ne nyingira ne ndaba era laba buli ngeri y'ebyewalula n'ensolo ez'emizizo n'ebifaananyi byonna eby'ennyumba ya Isirayiri nga bitoneddwa ku kisenge enjuyi zonna era nga wayimiridde mu maaso gaabyo abasajja 7 ku bakadde ab'omu nnyumba ya Isirayiri.
Abasajja mwandigambye.
The men would have said, Jesus preached the gospel.
They are
old men, 70 elders.
Uganda,
here in Uganda,
when
you get the entire world,
the men have said the
70 preachers, elders, and they are wizards.
Tulimweze chile sura ya munana, nolu nyiri, tulikuruwa kumi.
Ezekiel 8 verse 10.
Kule kumi nolumu.
Verse 11.
Era nga wayimiridde mu maaso gaabyo abasajja 7 ku bakadde b'omu nnyumba ya Isirayiri ne wakati mu bo nga muyimiridde Yazaniya mutabani wa Safani buli muntu ng'akutte ekyotelezo kye mu mukono gwe
nga baliyo babasabira
and they are being prayed for.
Abeera wakati
there is the one who is in their midst
nga yamera mabe
and they are the ones who grow breasts and they suck the breast from him. And this is the power going to move.
There
is the new spirit
which
you're going to see. Yet they sucked that spirit in the night. And they are there.
Let me
tell you people when they come from
overseas
and they do things. There are places in the world where they meet and they begin to grow like animals. When you ask your prayer request and you write them in papers and you put money and they get money out and they take your prayers under the sea and they grow from there. They
have water bodies.
They meet there. They have the billionaires club. And they have rich pastors. They don't want a poor pastor among them. They see dogs. Are you serving who? But salvation they abandoned it, even the gospel of heaven.
When
I tell you what prosperity is about, what was shown in the gate of heaven, you may be surprised that even the church was captured.
They
think they are on you, that they took your prayer to God.
Ezekiel 8 verse 11.
And the burning incense. Sometimes they even come on preaching and the cloud covers their top. And
he says,
the man preached, even a cloud covered his top.
Ezekiel 8 verse 12. Buli muntu mu bisenge bye ebirimu ebifananyi
badine abamba soka kutuna munda bilamba
gela kubuli looking mirrors
kumba communicating na emizimu
they are communicating with their
atina mwanadi wandikira nenga tosa bima
and you can't even know it yourself
naganze mbanga ndo bulire
say when I'm going to pray soka tuna munda bilamba gela kubuli in the mirror and I preach to myself
kumba abulira kuri omoyo kulekira
mu mirror preach the other spirit which appears to them
negumu jura yet
and it fills the whole of him.
That's
why they believe on their side that they spoke with God. But they don't accept anyone in the government to speak that they spoke with God. For they know. And
if they
want to speak, they know it's not going to come pass. They don't speak with God. Now you can't claim you spoke with God whom they have never spoken with. That's why what speaks to them, they keep changing it.
Ezekiel 12.
When you
reach there, everything they tell you, you just
say,
stand and make noise, and you shout everything they tell you do. No more questions. Why are we shouting? Make noise, you're going to be healed. Moving around the synagogue 40 times. They read it like 40 times around it. They are surrounding Jericho. And the village say, what is wrong with the born again? Let us see. Ezekiel 8 verse 14.
Awo laba abakazi ngaba tudeyo ngaba kabirira tamuzi
kakati ate bachara babu
even the wives
okwa kumba kizamo kazi
fall on women
mama ngaya yoketo ruogera
when they speak
mugambo bakati atuno yafuka dimu chara
when did this one become pastor
nemu tukechira nga mumwagalira mu
bisa za bamba bawe with their character
nga nyambara yoka
and the way they clothe
Pastor's wife,
they to have a group of pastors' wives. And they to have
whom
they meet to give them powers. But all that, and what is more that, which
you
have seen the skin of the devil on the day of Tuesday, on Wednesday, all that we've entered warfare, and we've known most concerning principalities in the journey of heaven. We began studying the kingdom of the stars about them. We saw in different water bodies where they are and the different works they do of unrighteousness. On the other day, when we come back on the journey of heaven, it will be on Thursday. We shall see how heaven appears and the door of heaven. shall enter Jerusalem, city of heaven. Heaven is circular. It's not only up there. It is circular. It is very hard. For it even carries its another on top of it. Which has fullness of things. It has four doors. But it never opened the others. We used the northern door to move up. We had to come to see heaven on the other day of Fast and Friday. After we shall enter Jerusalem of heaven, and we see what's in the Jerusalem of heaven, the angels, the cherubims, the master seat, many things. Stand on your feet and pray. For
give
us of time past today, the rain first
fell.
The other time, let's come early and we save time. We have to leave this place by 1. But today we've gone beyond it. We began late. Let's pray leave this place in the prayer of warfare. I pray you attack as you have heard in the name of Jesus.
Tukugurumiza kuwasinzide wakulu kuli okusinzira muzaburi eyana muomwena na bane wankubade kodi wakulu kuli na nayo kakana okuli izaba tukunsi webale katunda afekwe ni wankubade ngoli mukuru nenga tonyoma muntu nomu webale kubango jule kuru nesi ero sinzira wakulu kuli na okula mukuru na wabwe jawa ni kwa muyobu abiri munana onyoro wani paka abiri munana orwani na mkama tukusini na tukugurumiza wakulu Erani wakwa dengo sinzireyo otuma omwoyo gwo naba kiwandi kitemu zaburi eya kikumi nnyo nnyo lwasatu nerikolebwa oyina mu kigambo kyo naba atuma omwoyo mutukuvu ajyetolodde nga kale etaalo eriko entebe ya mukama waffe yesu n'abakatalirimu abala era olwayo tugulumiza ekigambo kya mukama waffe yesu olw'ekisa kyatubeereddewo okugumiikiriza okuli bwekuti nga tagala n'omukuffe tusikirire nga tagala n'omukwabo abatukuvu bokwata ensi yonna okusikirira weebale yesu Oromo saibo, kwa hiyo kututu kuze nako zonda Wewa loko kule kwa hiyo kutuka kakano Wewa le yesu, oromo wemutu kufuku watu sabira Okumero okumezi nafwe, enako zonda Elano watu wema zomu kufuku, watu kule medemu Okutuli kulie ni kambo minumaya vini Wanga bayi kulie gande, kubakolise kisoka Esure yo kumiri, tijino tebya kubiku wa mubiri na musayi Kwa hiyo kulika kuwa mwe wakatonda Elane erotu wa ya manibi ya katonda Okunye kukuwa mwe wakatonda Kukwewa zomu ya wakatonda Yawani kekinaba chile chitu kufu Yeah. Yes, we have a zero.
Praise Jesus.
What a chihuahua, you're going to put it on the wall.